Hi, this is John from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. Service quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm not interested in doing the survey.
All right. Is there someone else that can help us out participating? This is not a sales call. We're just conducting an opinion poll.
You said it's an opinion poll?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is not a sales call.
I associate as female.
A female? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate that. You said as a female?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And in this case, in which state do you currently reside? Is it Maryland?
Maryland.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Are you registered to vote in Maryland, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
84.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. We appreciate that, 84. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, perfect. And what is your race? Is it white, black, African American, American Indian,
white,
or Alaskan? Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat, ma'am?
I'd say a strong Democrat, but at the end of the day, I'll vote with what party I agree with the most.
Oh, I see, ma'am. Not a problem, and thank you for clarifying and letting us know. We appreciate your opinion. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, ma'am, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power? You may use any number between that scale.
I'd say 1. I vote because I believe in it, but I believe it has very little power.
I see, ma'am, and thank you. We appreciate your opinion. I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or are you undecided at the moment?
I'm still undecided.
Undecided. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And if you have to choose, for whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein?
I don't know who.
Like,
but
undecided? Oh, okay. Understood, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm undecided.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Angela Alsobrooks or Republican Larry Hogan?
I'm kind of leaning towards Larry Hogan.
Candidate. Oh, for Hogan? Okay. Not a problem, ma'am. And thank you for letting us know that. Also, here are 3 statements. Can you please indicate which of them is closest to your own view? The first one, it says that I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Next one, it says I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government.
No, I support it.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am, for letting us know. And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Maryland when it comes to abortion's legality? The first statement, it says that abortion is legal and available in all cases in Maryland. The second one, it says that abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Maryland. the next statement, it says that the first one or the second one I just read to you. I'm sorry, just to make sure.
I believe it's the second one.
Just the last one that I read. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. And how concerned are you about abortion access in Maryland? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned? Indifferent? You know, neither concerned nor unconcerned? Or would you say somewhat concerned or very concerned in this case?
I mean, I'm concerned because I feel like it should be... I'm pro-choice when it comes to abortion. Mm-hmm. People get it for medical reasons, and they also get it for their own personal reasons. And I believe it should be the choice of mm-hmm. the female if they have a child or not.
All right. So out of the options that are read to you, would you say very concerned or somewhat concerned
yes.
in this case?
Very concerned. I don't feel like it should be illegal. Yeah.
I appreciate it, ma'am, and thank you for clarifying. We appreciate your opinion. As you may know, ballot measures, I propose laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot? Have you heard some? Have you heard only a little or heard nothing at all in this case?
I've heard a little, like, most of what I find out mm-hmm. is I actually go online and look at articles.
Oh, you go online? I see. I see, not a problem. Not a problem. Thank you. And in this case, based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote then no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you on the side, or will you not vote on the ballot measure in this case, ma'am?
No, I would vote to protect the right.
You will? Okay, perfect. Then that will be yes, right?
Yes.
Just to make sure? All right, thank you. And I'm sorry if I ask you sometimes like twice, it's just that so it could be in the recording as well for quality purposes, since I cannot assume your answer, but I thank you for... because you've been clarifying that your answer, ma'am. I appreciate it. And we're
no
almost
problem.
In the middle of it, about to finish. And wanted to ask you as well, here is the text of question one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in Maryland in the November 2024 elections. It says that the proposed amendment confers an individual's fundamental right to reproductive freedom, including but not limited to the ability to make and effectuate decisions to prevent, continue, or end the individual's pregnancy, and provides the state may not directly or indirectly deny, burden, or abridge the right unless justified by compelling state interest achieved by the least restrictive means. In this case, what the amendment it says that might appear on the ballot. Now, after reading the ballot measure, what I just read to you, the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you on the side, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote yes to protect it.
Just to protect it. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And what values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Can you please pick two out of the options that I'm going to read to you about the values that best describes, in this case, your decision out of the following list that I'm going to read? If I'm going to, let's say, to an option that is one of, that you consider that is one of the values that you decide, and you can stop me, okay? The first one, it says control over your own life. The second one, it says equality. The next one, it says responsibility to women.
I'd say one and three.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am, for letting us know. One and three, you said, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, one and three. And does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote, ma'am, just to make sure? Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
No, that's fine, that's fine. I'm sorry, I thought I lost you. It says that if the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November makes you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
More motivated to vote.
All right. Would you say much more or somewhat more, just to make sure?
Much more.
Much more. Okay. Perfect. And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
If somebody is not supporting it, then I don't feel like I will not vote for them.
Oh, no. In this case, it's if they support it. If it says that if
they support it, more than likely to vote.
Oh, okay. Would you say much more likely to vote for the candidate, or somewhat more likely to vote for the candidate? You know, just to make sure about your answer.
It's one of the topics that I feel very opinionated about, so I'd say much more, but I still have a lot more that I look into.
No worries. No worries. I mean, remember that there are no right or wrong answers. I mean, out of the ones that we get to read to you, since we cannot write down your answers specifically, you can get to choose, let's say, the one that gets closer, at least, to your own view, you know, even if it's not, like, exactly or specifically, you know, what you would like to say. And if you learn, don't worry about it. That's, like I said, it's not like there are, like, right or wrong answers, not at all. And we do thank you for your time. So that way we can finish, ma'am. I wanted to ask you as well, if you learn a candidate for political office oppose the ballot measure, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
I wouldn't vote for him.
All right. Would you say that then much less likely to vote for this candidate that opposed? Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying, ma'am. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or Democrats want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
As far as I know, I feel like they want it legal nationally.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, with exceptions.
With exceptions, okay. Thank you for letting us know. And to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, and want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws? This is for Republicans.
I feel like the last thing I heard, which was crazy, is Trump is trying to backtrack and for it to be illegal, but with exceptions.
Oh, okay. I see, ma'am. Not a problem. And thank you for clarifying it. And how about you? Do you want the abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion? Nationally? Okay, thank you for letting us know. And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Senate, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, you know, neither
important
or very important? Okay, thank you, ma'am. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important? Very important. Okay. And you will now, before we finish, and thank you for your time, hear some statements, some information on a conservative policy called Agenda 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, and allowing employees to deny workers access to birth control. Last option also, it says eliminating access to medication, abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral?
No, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, thank you for clarifying. And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Very unlikely. I would not
very
vote
unlikely.
For him.
All right. Not a problem, ma'am, and thank you for clarifying. Before we finish, just wanted to tell you that we have some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Can you please rate each statement on how convincing is it to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure after reading this statement? The first one, it says, if Republicans wins this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Does that make a very convincing reason for you to, in this case, vote for the Democratic Party and yes on the ballot measure, somewhat a convincing reason? Not a very
yes.
convincing reason? Okay. Would you say just for a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Very. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And the other statement, it says that for the women in our lives, we have the responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Does that make a very convincing reason for you to support the party and vote yes on the ballot measure? Somewhat convincing reason?
Yes, very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And now, since we just heard the Democratic Party, right now we also have some statements by people that support the Republicans and oppose the abortion measure, the ballot measure. Please rate each, in this case, on using the same scale on how convincing is it to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. First one, it says on the list for the statements, abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republican. No, okay. Will that make a not a convincing reason at all to support the Republican Party?
Not convincing.
No? All right. Will you say not at all or not a just a
bad? Not at all.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And it says in here that science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Using the same scale, how will you rate this statement? Does that make a not at all a convincing reason for you to support the Republican Party and no on the ballot measure? Not a very convincing reason? A somewhat convincing reason to support it, or a very convincing reason to support the Republican Party in this case?
I have not really looked into it, but I feel like abortions do have limitations, and I feel like as long as the abortion is done within a reasonable amount of time, then mm-hmm. the baby is not formed yet. So it's not a convincing reason, because mm-hmm. I don't feel like they do abortions further
right.
in pregnancy.
All right. Not a problem, and thank you for clarifying. Now, in this case, then, would you say that not at all, not a convincing reason at all, or not a very... Okay, understood, ma'am. Not a problem. And Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk, or someone is raped, or the victim of incest. Does this make a very convincing reason for you to support them? Somewhat convincing reason? Not a very convincing reason to support the party, or not a convincing reason at all?
I mean, it's not convincing because what I want is for it to be legal, so that's not a convincing reason for me to vote Republican.
Understood. Then would you say in this case, not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Not a problem, and thank you for clarifying. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel you both have to make change on issues that are important to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where the 0 means that your vote has no power at all, 10 means that your power has a lot of power. However, you may use any number between that scale, ma'am, depending on your opinion. One. Okay. And this is just to make sure, because we know that, sometimes it changed the opinion during the time of the survey. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or are you on the side at the moment?
I'm kind of leaning to JFK, but
JFK, third party. Okay.
I'm leaning to him, but
yeah.
I'm not convinced yet.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, remember that this is just there are no like right or wrong answers. We're respecting, in this case, your opinion. Now, also, if the election were held today, will you vote no or yes on the valid measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you on the side, or will you not vote on the valid measure?
Yes, I'm going to protect it. I'm going to vote yes.
No, vote. Okay, not a problem. Let's see, thank you. So it will be yes, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom will you vote? To be your senator, Democrat Angela Alsobrooks or Republican Larry Hogan?
I've been leaning towards Larry Hogan at the moment,
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received, ma'am?
The high school diploma.
High school diploma. Okay, perfect, ma'am. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm engaged, living with a partner, I guess.
With a partner. All right. Not a problem, ma'am. Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian or any children under the age of 18?
One below 18, two above 18.
Okay. Not a problem. Thank you. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Straight. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Who did I vote? The last election?
Yeah, the last
for
one.
Mm-hmm.
2020.
Biden.
Biden. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And last year, that is 2023. What is your family total income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. We don't need a specific amount, just an estimated.
It was between 45 and 50,000.
45 and 50,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. 45,000 and 50,000. This concludes our survey. I'd like to thank you very much for your participation. You have a great evening, ma'am. I certainly appreciate your time and your opinion, okay? You enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Holbrook.